Hallelujah, praise God, from the book of Mark, chapter number 3 and verse number 31 through verse number 35. We find, amen, praise God, that as the Lord, praise God, is in the midst of ministering, amen, praise God, and serving, amen, praise God, those that need, amen, praise God, His help, His touch, His deliverance, can you say amen? Amen, praise God. The family members of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, praise God, that is His mother and His brethren came, praise God, where He was ministering. And as they came to the place where He was ministering, they did not come in, amen, praise God, to submit themselves, as it were, amen, praise God, to the service that was going on. Rather, praise God, they stood on the outside. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. And as those family members, his mother, praise God, and his brethren came, praise God, and stood on the outside, praise God, and not coming into, amen, as it were, praise God, the ministering of the Lord Jesus Christ, they called and sent for him. Can you say amen? And as they called and sent for him, praise God, they were, amen, calling him from, amen, the ministering to the people that he was ministering to, amen, praise God, to come and to pay attention and to give submission and to give heed to that family relationship. Can you say amen? And so one came, amen, to the Lord, can you say amen, and let him be made aware that your mother, amen, and your brethren are outside, and they're calling for you. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. But as we see the Lord, praise God, amen, hearing that call from, amen, his mother and his brethren, praise God, made a, amen, praise God, a distinction between the reality of, amen, praise God, a relationship that is put forth as natural, and the relationship, praise God, that is lifted above that natural relationship into a place of, amen, spiritual relationship. And so, praise God, amen, instead of him responding to the call of his mother and his brethren to leave where he was, hallelujah, that is the ministering that he was doing, to come out and to speak unto them, praise God. Rather, the Lord proposed the question, who is my mother and who is my brother or my sister? Can you say amen? Who is that? Can you say amen? And so, praise God, he points then to those that are being ministered to, and he lets, amen, praise God, it be known that these, hallelujah, they are my family. These, they are my sisters and my brothers, praise God, amen, who are receiving the word of God, who are receiving the blessing from the Lord. Can you say amen? Amen. These, praise God, are, amen, praise God, my brothers and my sisters. And so, praise God, to be the true brother or sister of the Lord, God doesn't want you to stand out, amen, praise God, in that family relationship, but he wants you to come in, hallelujah, praise God, to a deeper relationship, and that is the relationship with God. Amen, praise God. And so, praise God, along the way, amen, as we read and follow in the word of God, not only does God separate, amen, praise God, the idea of family among the natural part, amen, praise God, but he also, praise God, puts, amen, praise God, the truth out concerning the natural family of God and the spiritual family of God. Can we say amen? And what truth is that, Pastor? Amen, praise God. God speaks to his disciples and to those that are following him clearly. And what he says to them, except a man love me more than your father of your mother, then you are not worthy of me. Can you say amen? Except a man love me more than your sister or your brother, then you are not worthy of me. Can you say amen? And so God wants us to know that, amen, the relationship with God, amen, is a greater relationship even than family. And among family relationship, mother holds a high place. Can you say amen? But God has made it clear, not only does he have family in the earth, can you say amen, but he loves his earthly family. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And because he loves his earthly family, praise God, amen, that is, praise God, the family that belong to God, that are in the earth, can you say amen, he, praise God, wants it to be known that the relationship, amen, that is a natural family relationship, does not come up to or equate, hallelujah, to the relationship that he has with his children. Can we say amen?
Yes,
so it is, praise God, that, amen, we then get it in our mind and we want to ask the question then, well, does God care about my family relationship? Amen, praise God. And the answer is absolutely yes. Can you say amen? He cares about our family relationship. Amen, praise God. Making it clear in his word, hallelujah, that if we don't live up or step up or, amen, come up to our responsibility in our natural families, praise God, that we are worse than infidels. Can you say amen? And so the church, praise God, amen, is put on notice by God that family relationship is very important. In fact, the first commandment with promise is to honor your father and your mother. Can you say amen? That your days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth to you. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, it is proper to honor our mothers on Mother's Day, and not just on Mother's Day, amen, praise God, but every day of the year, hallelujah, we ought to give honor to those that are among us, praise God, that are identified as mothers. You ought to give God a praise. Amen. Can you say amen? So, amen, praise God. God wants us to recognize, praise God, the importance of the natural relationship between family members and to hold that in a place of high esteem, because God holds it in a place of high esteem. And the first commandment, praise God, amen, that promised, that had a promise concerned family relationship. And so God is about family. Yes. You ought to give him a praise. Yes. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God is about family. He, praise God, wants us, amen, praise God, to love our family. And yeah, praise God, there can be difficulties, amen, in the family relationship, but God still wants us to keep the door of love open. Can we say amen? Can you say amen? And so while God wants us to honor and to love and to cherish our family relationships, he wants us to be aware that that family relationship does no way come, amen, praise God, up to the standard of our relationship with him. Can we say amen? And so when we're dealing with God, we gotta love him, amen, or we should love him with all our mind and all of our soul and all of our strength. Can we say amen? Because as good as your mother is to you, amen, God is better. You are crazy today. Good as your daddy, good as your sister, good as your brother may be to you, God is better. And amen, praise God, when it come down to making a choice, amen, between my mama or my God. I'm sorry, mother, but you got to come behind my God. When it come down to making a choice between my sister, my brother, or somebody else in my family, between them and my God, then I've got to choose God. Can you say amen? Your neighbor, praise God. Amen. To love God with all of our heart is to make a commitment to Him. Amen. That we love you enough that even when our family members don't understand our love for you, we're going to keep on loving you. Love's not going to turn out on you. You say amen. When family members get jealous and say you're spending more time with your God than you're spending with me. And you say amen. But we got to tell mama or daddy or whoever, or sister or brother or whoever. Amen. Praise God. Mama, daddy, I love you. But what God did for me, you never tell them. I love you. But what God did in my life has changed my life. It has turned me around. He made me better. He is now my life. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes, praise God, we can say that to mama and daddy. But then when we got the little ones, can you say amen? Say thank you, Jesus. Amen. But God ain't making no exception. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, that's how God is. He don't make exceptions. You ought to praise Him today. Amen. Love me, praise God, with all your heart. Amen. Put Him first. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God want to be first. He don't want to be second, third, fourth, or fifth. He want to be first. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. We can go along with, if daddy don't go, I'm going. And mama don't go, I'm going. Can you say amen? If my sister don't go, I'm going. My brother don't go, I'm going. Well, what about that precious child of God? Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. What is it? We are not to let anything keep us. Amen, praise God, from a commitment to God. And that relationship that is above every other relationship. So as I close out today, can you say amen? Amen. God wants us, hallelujah, to recognize two things. One is that He wants you to love your family. Can you say amen? Make no mistake about it. Amen. God is clear. Amen. We ought to love them. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Your mama, your daddy shouldn't have to look somewhere else for help when they got a son or a daughter. Are y'all here? Amen. Why? Because God, amen, want you to love your family. If you are that son, if you are that daughter, can you say amen? You ought to step up, amen, and say, mama, I'm here for you. Daddy, I'm here for you. Can you say amen? Because God has given me a charge to be mindful of you. But when there becomes a conflict, can you say amen? Amen. When you're forced to make a choice, can you say amen? You ought to already be clear what your choice ought to be. If I got to choose between the world and God, I choose God. If I got to choose between riches and God, I choose God. If I got to choose between friendships and God, I choose God. If I got to choose between husband and wife and God, I choose God. Can you say amen? That's a choice you can live with. That's a choice you can grow with. That's a choice you can overcome with. Amen. Praise God. And so God wants us to be clear.
Yeah,
that's right.
That we are to love Him above all.
Amen.
We want to be, amen, in the place that God wants us to be. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And so praise God. Don't let family trip you up.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Don't let family become a stumbling block.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. It doesn't matter if it's dad or mom. It doesn't matter if it's the children.
That's
Can you
right.
say amen? Amen. Praise God. Certainly God wants to be loved above all.
Yes,
and that's not, amen, praise God, a mean thing from God. But what God wants us to appreciate is that our relationship with Him is the greatest of relationships. And so then, praise God, when we begin to realize that relationship with God is the greatest of relationship, God wants us to cherish it.
Yes.
Amen. He wants us to hold on to it.
Yes, Lord.
He wants us to develop it. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen. Praise God. So when you have the opportunity and the occasion to give God the praise,
hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. You ought to praise Him.
Hallelujah.
If you don't praise Him for nothing,
I'm telling you.
If you are the redeemer of the Lord,
you are the Lord.
Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And God wants us to appreciate that He recognizes the redeemed as His children.
Uh-huh.
And if He told us to take care of our family, you better believe that God is going to take care of His family. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And God is going to call us worse than an infidel if we don't look after our family. He can't be God if He don't look after Can you say amen? So we ought to be encouraged, praise God, that as, amen, we look to God in this family relationship, God also looks on us. Who in the world would not want to be a member, amen, praise God, of this family of God?
Yes, Lord.
Can you say amen? Amen. The songwriter said, my father is rich in houses and land. Amen. The Bible says that a cattle on a thousand hills belong to the Lord. Amen. But He don't stop there. He says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Who would not love to be in the family, praise God, where, amen, you don't have to be poor, you don't have to be without just because of who your daddy is. Can you say amen? You ain't got to be miserable. You ain't got to walk with your head hung down just because of who your daddy is. And amen, praise God. And while the world might not always understand who your daddy is, make sure this, the devil knows who your daddy is. Can you say amen? And he already knows, praise God, that he cannot handle you any kind of way because you're not his children. Can you say amen? And before he put hands on you, amen, praise God, he's got to have permission from your daddy. Can you say amen? And because God loves us like that, amen, praise God, he covers us day by day, and amen, and seals us and allows us to be known of the enemy that this child is my child. Can you say amen? And if they're in trouble, I'm going to come and see them. Amen. If they have a need, I'm going to feed them. Amen. Praise God. I'll be water for them. I'll be clothes for them. I'll be life for them. I'll be for them whatever they have need of. Because I love my children. Closing, the word of God tells us, beloved, can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Certainly, we are to understand that God, amen, holds us as the apple of His eye.
Yes, yeah, Lord.
Tell your neighbor, I'm God's family.
Yes.
You know how it is when in the natural part. Can you say thank you, Jesus? When they're your family. Amen. Praise God. We want to, especially if they're in a position.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you say amen? Do you know who my daddy is?
Yeah.
Before you messing with me,
hello.
You
know?
I'm just talking natural.
Hello.
Can you say amen?
Yeah.
Amen, praise God. And then, praise God, even in the natural, praise God. Amen, praise God. When circumstances are against us, we are quick to say, my daddy, my cousin, my brother, my sister. Amen, praise God. They this, they that. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
So be careful what you're saying and be careful what you're doing. Because, amen, praise God, my brother, sister, amen, whoever, amen, praise God, holds, amen, authority in that place. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, if your daddy is a judge, can you say amen? Amen. The police ain't going to handle you any kind of way.
Yeah.
Especially when you tell your daddy is a judge.
Yeah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. If, amen. Praise God. Your sister, amen, or your brother, praise God, hold a prominent position. Amen. Praise God. We'd be quick to speak. Can you say amen? And you say, well, is that kind of out of order? We are God's children. Amen. Praise God. Well, listen to what Paul did. He made it known. I'm a Roman citizen.
I'm telling you. Yes,
can you say amen? Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
You can't treat me any kind of way.
You
can't beat me. Amen. I'm a child of, amen, Rome. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
And so you can't beat my back. Can you say amen? Without me, amen, having a fair trial. Can
That's
you
right.
say amen?
Yeah.
And so then, praise God, God honors, amen, the laws that are in the land because he is responsible for government being in the earth. And so then, praise God, if the natural, amen, place has authority through, praise God, what God has set up, how about our spiritual place in God? As the family of God, God wants us to know that we can tell the devil, can you say amen? My daddy is Jesus.
Yes,
can you say amen? Amen. We can tell the devil, amen, just because I'm in this valley, it don't mean I ain't going to get no help. Because my God loves me. I'm a part of his family. And so we are encouraged, praise God. Amen, praise God, to call our daddy when you need him. Call him when you need him.
Yes.
Amen, praise God. When the enemy is messing with you, remind him who you are. Amen, praise God. I am a child of the Most High. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And while you're reminding the enemy who you are, don't you forget who you are. Can you say amen? I am the redeemed of the Lord. And sometimes you will have to remind yourself that just because circumstances, amen, all around you, amen, are putting thumbs down, when God saved you, he gave you a thumbs up.
There
can't no circumstance turn down. Can we say
amen?
And so, praise God, we are to be encouraged on this Mother's Day. Amen, praise God, that we are beloved.
Yes.
And so, amen, praise God, Paul writes, beloved, now, are we the sons of God? Can you say amen?
Amen.
And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. So then, praise God, sometimes we want to skip over the now to what we shall be. Can you say amen? I'm going to glory. It's going to be all right after a while. I'm going to have a new body. And amen. I will have a mansion and all of those good things. Can you say
amen?
What we shall be. But he didn't just say what we shall be. He said, now are we the sons of God.
Thank you, Lord.
And you don't even know all about what you're going to be. Can you say amen? But now are you the sons of God. Amen, praise God. Why? Because God had bestowed a particular manner of love upon you.
Amen.
That was when he saved you.
Yeah.
Amen, praise God. The love of God has fallen on you. And God has loved you. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Drawn you to his bosom. Can you say amen? And Paul tells us to look at it.
Amen.
Behold, now are we the sons of God. It's prefaced, amen, praise God, by the understanding of the manner of love that God has bestowed upon us.
Amen.
Now, tell your neighbor, now.
Now.
Means now.
Now.
Yeah.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, now.
Now.
means now.
Means now.
So now I'm standing in the place, amen, praise God, of being a part of God's family, and being a part of the family, amen, praise God, automatically puts me in the position that I'm going to inherit some things. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And amen, praise God. One of the first things that we get, amen, praise God, as being the redeemed of the Lord is peace.
Yes.
Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen, praise God. There is a transference of the peace of God to the family of God. He says, I leave it with you. I give it to you.
I
don't give it as the world gives. Can you say amen?
Amen.
What does that mean? That means that if you want to worry, amen, praise God, you're going to be just like this. Here is the man, amen, praise God, that's got $100 sitting on the table. He needs, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, to buy a loaf of bread. And just say it costs $5. And he's got $100 sitting on the table. And he needs a loaf of bread, and it just costs $5. And he looks in his pocket, and there's no money there. And he said, I need a loaf of bread, but I ain't got no money in my pocket. And he looks in his back pocket. There's nothing there. I need a loaf of bread. I ain't got no money in my back pocket. He looks in the other back pocket. Amen, praise God. I need a loaf of bread. It costs $5, and I ain't got $5 on me. What in the world I'm going to do? Amen, I need a loaf of bread, and I ain't got $5 on me. What would you tell that man?
Look on the table.
Can you say amen? Look on the table. Amen. More than enough is for you, provided for you, right on the table.
Amen.
So that's how we come when we don't remember the now. Amen. God in his promises, God in his word, has put provision for us right on the table. Can you say amen?
Amen.
We look at our circumstance, our condition, and our whatever. Can you say amen? And we say, what in the world are we going to do? Because we don't have what we need. But all the time, it's right there on the table. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Amen, praise God. And so, praise God, understand that God has put you in his family. Now, you ain't got to wait till you get the glory to enjoy the benefits of being a part of the family of God. So when you need, tell your daddy. When you're weak, tell your daddy. Amen. When there's an issue, tell your daddy. Amen. Praise God. No matter what's going on, amen. Praise God. If you feel, praise God, that, amen, you need help, tell your daddy. But what you don't do is give up your peace. Because why should you give it up when there is no reason for you to worry? If you had a poor daddy that didn't look after his responsibilities, that wouldn't, amen, live up to what he's called to be, then maybe you could worry. But our God is not that God.
Amen.
He's a good father. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, God is good. He's a good father. And because he's a good father, amen, praise God, we are to cherish this relationship and appreciate this relationship and see where God holds us in our relationship to him. And when we begin to examine these things and appreciate these things, we can understand that if we are the redeemed, we have the greatest of relationships.
So beautiful.